and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I was just getting Max ready for his close-up. Who has eye boogies? Who has eye boogies? You do. All right, it is.
You'd never do that to me.
Oh, they're kissing you. Hello, Max and Brad. Oh.
Are they homos?
No. Well, if they were, they could play in the NFL. This is a historic morning.
There are no homosexual bugs here.
Not according to some NFL officials who preferred to remain nameless.
Or Twitter, the purvey of cowards.
Yeah.
By the way, no, I would not touch your eye boogies. You are disgusting in every way. 1-800, I mean that in a loving way, of course. You get your own boogies. Okay, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, lots to get to. Oh, speaking of the Twitter.
What?
Wait a minute. I don't go on that often.
Right.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Hang on, everybody. Talk amongst yourselves. Jim, I have a great guess the quote for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Where is it here? Okay. Oh, good God. It scrolls much quicker than your...
Well, that's because you subscribe to a million people.
Oh, do I really?
Yes.
Why am I so indiscriminate about who I follow?
Because
it's the story of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this was all over the Twitterverse yesterday, Jim. It's a guess the quote for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on.
Oh,
hang
God.
On.
This is great radio. God.
Shut up. You just worry about your eye boogies.
Okay, yeah.
I'll have to get it later.
Uh-huh.
Okay, never mind. All right. It was all over the Twitterverse. I'll find it in a second.
Don't we have more important things to say?
Sometimes I'm apprised of huge sexy liberal announcements on Twitter, which, I'm usually...
drunk.
Right. And so I was unaware. This is very, very exciting. This was a special invitation. We just added this coming up in a couple of weeks because, they invited us. It's Pride Weekend. And we're going.
Warning. This promo contains material not suitable for stick-up-the-butt conservatives. Just in time to kick off Spring Break 2014. The hottest, craziest, most off-the-hook progressive head-turners are hitting South Florida.
What?
It's sexy liberals gone wild, Fort Lauderdale.
So hot.
What?
Oh, it's too hot.
On March 1st, the official start of Spring Break 2014.
Springtime. Stephanie Miller.
The world-famous Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will perform live at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Join John Fugelsang, Carlos Alazraki, and the pride of progressive media, Stephanie Miller. Tickets are available at parkerplayhouse.com or by calling 954-462-0222. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, March 1st, at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale. Get your tickets now. Go to parkerplayhouse.com.
Yay! Oh, and I'm working on a very, very special celebrity guest for panel.
Gee, I wonder who's from Florida.
All right, that was...
What?
Up.
What? I mean,
you are the worst teaser ever.
Wow. That's not a tease. I'm just... That was a guess. Chris Christie.
Oh, ham-handed.
That was I have no idea who you're working on. That was simply a guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jim, speaking of guesses, this is... Okay, I found it. What was all over the Twitterverse yesterday. Who said, but what does Chuck Todd think of what David Gregory thinks of what Cokie Roberts said she thinks?
That was me.
Yes! Jim Ward. The brilliant Nothing But Net. Because we were talking with Eric Moeller and others yesterday about how that is what journalism has come down to. Not what does the CBO report or anything else actually say, but what does so-and-so Beltway pundit think about what so-and-so Republican thinks that blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Ward, it's just, you know what? You know what? You can take the rest of the day off if you need.
Oh, great.
No, just kidding. You stay right there. Oh, and this is what I also found. Jim Ward worshipped like a hero in the Twitterverse, as he should be. And I mostly not. Let's see. Where is it here? Oh, I think I was called a war criminal again. Oh, here it is. SM, keep idolizing the murderer Hillary, you pathetic libtard.
What?
All right. Okay. Well, that's...
Murderer? Oh, Vince Foster. They're digging that up again.
Right. I don't know, Chris. Does this mean it's going to be a horrible primary season again?
Yes. When is it ever a horrible primary?
That's a true liberal that calls someone a libtard.
Great.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, whoever you... were, but I agree with you. Jim Ward is brilliant. Screw he is. Okay. All right. So we are beyond excited. I had a long chat with John Fugelsang while he was at. We actually had a go-to meeting.
Really?
I am not just kidding about that.
And there was no marveling.
He was at the airport. He was in Asheville, and he was in San Francisco. Anyway, we know where he's going to be Saturday. He's going to be with us in Phoenix with Chris LaVoy and Jim Ward. Raise a glass.
Don't get fancy. Just get dancy. This Saturday is the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour in Phoenix.
Ride, ride, turn up the night. We're going to party Saturday night.
Sexy Liberals.
That's the way we roll.
Yeah. I love when it's all too much. Come on, no. Turn the radio up. Where's Mama at?
Yes. This Saturday, February 15th, come raise your glass to another fabulous year of the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, starring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, and Carlos El Rocky, with special guest Jim Ward. So don't forget to wear your tennis pad or Depends for that unexpected leak.
Oh, no. I just peed a little. I'll be right back.
Wow.
Audra and Minneapolis.
Wow.
They, hilarious.
I think they took those 10 Twist commercials off the air because they were so disturbing. This very large woman
that?
Sort of dancing, but the music was sort of satanic. It wasn't really in any particular key. It was just.
I have no idea what
like
you're
a
talking
oh, is
about.
Oh, is that an adult diaper
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. But it was, wow.
Well, thank God we missed it. They took it off before. We were traumatized.
Yeah. Woof.
Is it like that?
Satanic music.
Is it like that? Oh, that was the wrong twist. I'll
be
right
twist back. Twist and the twist. So it was just. It was, yeah.
And then a
West very unsettling.
What?
It's like, pick a key.
Yeah.
What?
All those kind of commercials, right? You know, for those of us, you know, later on in years, Chris.
For those of you later on in
whatever.
Years.
Whatever. Adult diapers. Cialis. Like I told you, there's only so many Cialis commercials they can do, and now they're getting creepy. Now they're getting a little rapey, right?
Yeah.
Now it's not like, I'm not exactly certain if it's, I mean, it seems, could be consensual, but.
I just had a whole bottle of Cialis.
Right.
As the table starts to rise.
Right. She's like. I'm just, I think it's, isn't he on a bench next to her? But he's a little like no sense of spatial relations.
You know,
just kind of like.
I tune those out.
Hi. He's just, you know, staring a little uncomfortably.
My pants are feeling a little tight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that kind of, my pants are tight, no sense of spatial relations kind of thing. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Here's some.
Except for the one guy who can't wait to get away from his wife.
Okay. All right.
Just Hannah Twist.
All right. Really? Do we have to? No cuddling.
Yeah,
No cuddling.
No, you're
afterwards.
Wet. Stop it. You're
ew.
Wet.
Oh, God. Here's some fun facts. Charlene, things to do in Phoenix.
Oh. I could have told you what to do in Phoenix.
Very
diet
excited.
Heat exhaustion?
No, it's supposed to be 85.
Oh, hell. Okay, then.
That's nothing. That's snowsuit weather in Phoenix.
Totally.
Yeah. Very excited. For the first big Sexy Liberal of 2014, Jim Ward, your master of ceremonies, Chris LaVoy, your...
What am I doing?
Meat puppet.
Usually I come out and introduce people,
just,
but
you
now
you wear
I...
something tight, and all just right. You'll come out with Jim, and we'll figure it
okay.
out.
Okay.
Maybe you could lift something heavy. That'd be new. You'll just lift the entire set. Hey, put it back down. Everyone will go, ooh, Mongo, good. Arr.
Just because you can,
Hulk smash.
You shouldn't.
Do a Hulk smash. Just smash something.
Okay.
We'll get you a little tiny Stonehenge to smash.
Stonehenge. Hundreds of years before the dawn of history.
And we'll turn your mic up to 11.
Okay.
All right. And Sexy Liberal Carlos El Rocky will be here today because
right,
he has a
right
thing
there.
With a guy tomorrow.
Like, that's right.
Job of some sort.
He's going to make a commercial, actually.
Right. He's going to make himself a commercial tomorrow.
Yes.
Like Jim Ward often does. All right. So he will be with us in hour three
yep.
today? Yes. Charlene says, Mama, being the helper I am, want to let you and the Mooks know of the fine cultural things happening in Phoenix this weekend. Being a classy broad, you may be interested in the Tattoo Expo and Beer Garden being mm-hmm. held at the fairgrounds. Chris can get you there.
Beer
sure.
Garden.
Let's do it.
Your, I know
that's what you're going to do in Phoenix.
We can have a
put
Twitter.
On your lederhosen and go to the beer garden.
You can find your old lederhosen, can't you?
I can't fit in my old lederhosen. Are you kidding me? I look like a sausage casing. A bratwurst. I would look like a bratwurst.
That was.
You need to stop.
It's very bad with beer.
Maybe we could start a Twitter betting pool as to what tattoo I'm going to come home from Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay.
My first job in radio was at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. So.
Oh.
So I.
I told you my ex that grew up in Israel.
Yep.
She got drunk and got a tattoo on the Palestinian side one time. She wanted a fleur-de-lis, and she's pretty sure it's like Jews die or something.
Something
she's still to this day not sure what it is.
Probably you should learn a little Arabic before you get a tattoo in the Palestinian side.
Didn't want you to have any downtime, Charlene. Yeah, no downtime.
Also,
oh, man,
the Phoenix Gay Rodeo is going on that weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, there's a dream come true for all of
us. Are the bulls gay, too, as well? Or just the riders?
No, but they do have a contest where they dress goats up in drag.
Oh, hi, Fred.
What was that look?
I don't know. It's when I'm on the fence about something.
All right. Mm. Okay. All right. Mm.
Are there sheep involved?
No. No sheep. Oh, stop it!
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're no worse than those Twitter writers.
Hmm. All right. Carrie writes, Steph, my husband and I love you. Well, that sounds a little three-way-y. We missed you last time you came to Madison. Now I was too late getting tickets to your next show. Are you considering doing a second show because Madison loves you so much? Oh, honey.
Says
oh,
no.
Precious. Mama can barely squeeze one show out at my age, for God's sakes. I'll even bring some delicious local beer and amazing cheese curds. Yours and cheese, Carrie. Only someone from Madison signs a letter. Yours and cheese.
Beer and cheese curds.
Why don't I live in Wisconsin?
I don't.
That
you
seems
should.
Like, it seems like
you
it's should. Swimming in cheese.
Listen, this whole thing goes down. We're going to do Good Morning Madison because they love us.
Yes, they do.
All right. Speaking of which, yes, that show has been sold out for a long time, March 29th in Madison. But that's why we just added Chicago, April 26th, the big Chicago show. I think VIP tickets are gone, but there's still some very good seats left for the big Chicago theater show. Very, very exciting. All right. Albuquerque in May, go to Sexy Liberal Facebook, sexyliberal.com, and you can find out all the whatcha-whos-its.
Sure.
Right. All right, so, you didn't need to tell me that Twitterverse is where you go. You're a big homophobic coward.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Why am I a libtard again? I forget. Oh, because I guess I said something nice about Hillary. Okay. Or something. Okay.
Well, who's running against her?
I can remember. I'm a. You remember previously, last week on Twitter, I was a fascist war criminal that belongs in prison with President Obama and Hillary.
Sure.
And I don't remember why. But anyway, that. That was last week. Okay. But this, the Michael Sam thing, first of all, how impressive is he? Have you seen him?
Very.
Yeah, and I love this, a lot of people. I mean, of course you can imagine, as Jim has found out on Yahoo, most of the Yahoo comments section, ironically.
Made by Yahoos.
Right. Written entirely by Yahoos. But, you could have seen this coming, right, that there would be all this homophobic. How many times did we think we would see the F word? For gay man on Twitter after Michael Sam came out.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I see it every day.
Oh, please.
Come on.
That's just before 6 a.m.
Exactly. Jeez.
Cigarette.
But anyway, I love what a lot of people, wrote back on the Twitter. They said, I'd like to see, here it is. To everyone hiding behind Twitter making fun of Michael Sam for being gay, you sure wouldn't call him a fag to his face.
To his face?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. He looks a bit strong.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing because I know, and someone else in Salon wrote a great piece on the NFL executives. Ironically, all anonymous, right?
Yep.
NFL personnel decided to match his courage by anonymously coming out as cynical homophobes. I mean, it's amazing. Not one of them had the courage to be who they are like he is.
Right.
I remember the people who booed the Marine who was curling,
right.
And they found out he was gay. And they said, oh, we hate you now.
Yay.
Oh, you're a hero. Oh, no, you're one of them. Ah!
Yeah, remember that? Yay, war.
Yay, ooh, war. Ooh, boo, gay. Homos.
That was a Republican debate, wasn't it?
I think
so.
It
was a Republican debate.
Yeah.
The clown car that was the...
In Arizona, if I remember correctly.
Right. Oh, I just looked at the time. We've been having entirely too much fun.
I know, right?
Wow, okay. We will get back to the whole Michael Sam stuff on Twitter. 21 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ex-Catholic girls gone wild. Her grade school nuns would like to slap her silly. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you?
like that woman in South Carolina.
Oh, we'll get to that story.
Oh.
Listen, wow. Extra points for multitasking.
That's a lot of multitasking.
Right. I haven't gotten to all the details of that, Tim. Okay. Let me check that out. I report that news. Oh, by the way, somebody doesn't mean to interrupt you while you're in the middle of being awesome.
Yes, someone, Cardinal Fang tweeted, I know you're in the middle of being awesome, but could you tell me the name of the feminine product that Stephanie mentioned?
Oh, I believe Jim mentioned it.
Tana Twist or something like that.
Something like that.
Is it a diaper or is it a urge to go?
It's like a pad.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little pad that you put in your.
The guy thing, they're pills, aren't they? All the guys that are fishing, apparently, because that's all guys do is just fish all the time when they're a certain age.
Oh, the prostate pills.
Oh,
yeah, that's
right,
something else.
I thought it's about the urge to go. I assume.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I think that affects more women than men, doesn't it?
Well, first of all, you're in a lake. Who cares? Just pee in the lake.
No, the problem is when your prostate grows, it blocks off the urine flow.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you for that boy fact.
And you have, you can't pee. Whereas women have a problem with peeing.
The opposite.
It's like the size of a Packard. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shirley Temple died. Sadly, that we started in pictures together, and that was a joke about me being old.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That is very sad. And you were saying a lot of people didn't know she was an ambassador.
She was an ambassador
Temple Black was her married name.
That's right. She was an ambassador to Ghana, and then she was an ambassador to Czechoslovakia in the middle of the Cold War. So.
Although Sam Rubin mistook her for Shirley Temple White, I'm told. And
oh, there's that.
So many things to get to this morning. You didn't see this, Jim?
No.
And I love Sam Rubin. I've known him for many years. Entertainment reporter here in L.A. He confused Samuel Jackson with Lawrence Fishburne.
Yep.
And it was, shall we say, awkward.
Yes.
Did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh,
you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
You
said we're all black and famous.
You are guilty. I am guilty. Let's talk about RoboCop.
Oh,
let's
hell talk. No.
Really? Let's talk about Cowboy Curtis.
I apologize.
But I'm the other guy. But I'm the other guy. Other one. What's in your wallet?
Right. That's it. That's exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
No question about that.
What's in your wallet black guy.
Okay.
He's the car black guy.
There it is.
Morgan Freeman is the other credit card black guy. You only hear his voice, though, so you probably won't confuse him with Lawrence Fishburne.
That's awkward.
Uncomfortable.
Wow. he went all go the to sleep on his ass.
Yeah.
There you go. See, and I got that right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, my name is Fabulous.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Speaking of the awesome, Charlie Pierce in hour number two, and sexy liberal Carlos Alzraki in hour number three today. Oh, because we had some little rejiggering of guests this week, because Carlos has a thing tomorrow. Jackie Schechner, the return of Jackie Schechner. Jackie's Healthcare Corner Thursday.
And
every Thursday.
Yep. You know who else we have on Thursday?
Who?
Antoinette Tough.
Oh, no. My future wife. Okay.
She's the one who talked down that gunman in the Georgia school.
Yes, and she has an awesome new book out. And she is gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, she's the one. What kind of man leaves her, for God's sakes? Remember, that's how she talked down that kid with the gun? She said, honey, we all go through something.
Mm-hmm.
My husband of 30 years just left me. She has a developmentally disabled child, I believe. Anyway, her book is amazing.
Yeah.
And she's amazing. And anyway.
And you know who else we have this week?
Who?
Gavin Newsom, California Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, sweet mystery of life.
We have a lot of good people this week.
Make sure he doesn't hit his head on the ceiling in here. He's very tall.
No, he's just on the phone this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trust me, he's too much in person.
That's a hell of a lot of charisma for one room.
Yes. I've shared stories with everybody, like, you know, gay, straight, animal, vegetable, mineral. It's a little too much in person. I remember I did a some sort of panel over in San Francisco a long time ago.
He was made in a laboratory somewhere. He's just too perfect.
It's and disturbing. He was the moderator, and they sat me next to him, and I don't think I had a coherent answer the whole
thing.
And I'm presumably the gay.
Yes.
I was just like...
Smurf, 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 smurf. Suddenly goes straight when he's in the room.
There's actually pictures of me just like... I'm sorry, was I staring? Anyway, he also happens to be incredibly smart.
Yep.
In addition to handsome and romantic. Okay, and it's the 10-year anniversary of he started marrying gay couples in San Francisco.
That's right.
One of our trailblazers. All right. So we were talking about, obviously everybody's talking about Michael Sam, mm-hmm. the University of Missouri player who has just come out as gay. Before the draft, which takes some courage, the NFL draft, Michael Sam.
I am a team player. I can make plays. I can help teams win games. And that's all that should matter.
Yeah. Yep. You would think.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, he isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we were saying, boy, Twitter is where the cowards go.
Yeah.
Let's see, not so fun facts, but somebody compiled, cowards tweet disgusting responses to Michael Sam coming out, too scared to say it to his face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody compiled the worst, Kent State wrestler Sam Wheeler.
Oh, because by the way,
right, because wrestling so incredibly
macho.
Straight.
Right. Oh, in fact, there's nice there's a picture of him.
Oh,
right. Wrestling.
What are you doing down there exactly?
Well, he's appears to be
he's grabbing another man's crotch
also,
through some spandex.
But apparently is just disgusted with Michael Sam.
Yeah.
He wrote, "Michael Sam, first openly gay athlete in the NFL. That's freaking disgusting. Should be kicked out of the NFL and the USA."
No, what's disgusting is you grabbing another guy's junk while dressed in a unitard.
Here's that.
Actually, oddly, Jim, too, not the best at grammar. Should be kicked out if the NFL and the USA.
Well, it's not grammar. It's
out
spelling
the wrong noun.
USA.
Vowel. I mean, I'm tired.
Someone named Laugh Often. Michael Sam Mau. Boy, really not the best spellers, grammar. Michael Sam Mouth.
What?
Look.
Oh, Sam.
Like it's just waiting to gobble.
Wow.
He
gonna did you ever go to school?
He gonna be Tryna, spelled T-R-Y-N-A.
Oh.
He gonna be Tryna turn them NFL boys out with a lil... Well, a different... He doesn't mean the head on your body. He's...
Yes.
Okay. Someone else tweeted, Michael Sam is disgusting. I doubt he gets drafted. Way to betray God.
I don't think God had anything to do with it.
Let's see, someone named Alexis tweeted. So, message to Michael Sam and those like him. Oh, and now we go to all caps, because you know how much we love Caps Lock Guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he wrote yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
What do you have to say in all caps?
Oh, he sent us some...
Something loud!
Uh-huh. Jim, I should get the megaphone out for you, so in case we get another email from him. Because he needs you to know that every word is really important. Don't leave any of them out. Okay, nobody wants to hear about a man who likes to suck... Get back in the closet.
We're not talking about his sex life.
All right.
He is.
He's
not obsessed with it.
Someone on Twitter named that damn Nico. Right. I'm already tired about Michael Sam's lust for.
Tired about? Tired.
I'm tired of this guy's lust for.
Okay.
That here you know.
One. Michael Sam can't even watch ESPN without these. Now it's he's gone and ruined ESPN because now they got to talk about the gobblers. Without these anchors making him sound like a hero, all he did was all he did was suck. I bleeped the wrong word almost. Woo!
Yeah.
Yikes. No, actually they wouldn't be talking about it. All he did was suck. Why they're talking about him is because he's an All-American.
He's a great football player.
Football player that's, right, NFL material.
Right.
Okay.
That might take a guy on a date rather than a girl.
Right. Yikes. Oh, someone who goes by, excuse me, Jim. Why do you already know this is going to be annoying? Excuse me. I have a thought. Okay. That's the problem with Twitter. It allows anyone with a thought to express said thought.
Well.
See, look at the difference. Look
the
at
same
what Jim
could be said for right-wing
look
talk
what,
radio.
Look who they quoted Jim Ward on Twitter because that was brilliant and worth sharing. What is whatever you said, David Gregory? Think about what I don't know.
Get out as
Chuck
carefully
Todd
as we got
about
in.
What no, Cookie no, Roberts no. thinks. Okay, there was a point to that. Yeah. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, where did I go? I can't remember where I am. Okay. Oh, Michael, excuse me, says, Michael Sam, father has failed.
Huh?
All his accomplishments, records, and et cetera. Yo, sons.
And et cetera. Yeah, that's and et cetera.
F word for gay man.
Well, his father actually came out yesterday and said he's quite proud of his son.
Well, apparently he's not aware of it. Okay. Julius Caesar tweets, I'm sorry, but there is no room for Jason Collins and Michael Sam playing a man sport ain't manly about being a fan.
Say okay. That to Michael Sam's
yes.
Face.
You want to take him on? Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, a lot of people had that tweeted something to that effect. Cage match, I'd love to see. Michael Sam versus anyone who calls him a fag on Twitter.
Yeah.
Pretty much anyone.
Exactly.
And he's got that sort of quiet strength where he doesn't have to shout because he knows he could
tear
him to
shreds.
By, excuse me on Twitter. Excuse me.
You're a ow! Ow! Help! Ow!
I can't believe it. I'm so tough on Twitter. Ow!
But I was writing in all caps. Ow! Ow!
Caps are obviously more manly.
Right.
Okay. Michelle Obama tweeted, you are an inspiration to all of us at Mike Sam Football. We couldn't be prouder of your courage both on and off the field, Michelle Obama. Thank you. The president tweeted him, too. Oh, I forgot to read the really incredibly straight wrestlers.
Oh,
tweet Sam Wheeler.
Sam Wheeler, okay.
The aforementioned guy pictured with
from
his hand.
Kent State, I believe.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I can't even watch SportsCenter today because all they're talking about is Marcus Smart or that bag from Mizzou. Okay.
Oh my God.
Said the guy.
This is the guy who's grabbing a guy's crotch while wearing a unitard.
Right.
Right. That guy. Uh-huh. Okay, Johnny in San Francisco, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask you guys if you guys can name other All-American players who are also coming out of the league this year or are coming out of college this year.
I'm sorry, say again?
Or collegiate athletes along with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you guys are only talking about him because he has DSA or else you guys would know other college players.
Right. He's kind of historic, you know. It's kind of brave to do that.
Right. And, Johnny, we're not a sports show, so you're right. I could not tell you one other collegiate player this year because I'm not a sports show.
But we're talking about him because he transcends sports.
Really? He does? Why? This is why I don't understand. How is he doing that? Just because he says he's gay?
Because there's never been an openly gay NFL player. There's been lots of gay NFL players. None of them have been openly gay.
I mean, what does that openly mean? I mean, he already announced to his team, and they were fine
it. Why
come on a national stage and
Because, Johnny, if he goes to the ESPN Awards, he needs to be able to be free to take a man as a date instead of a girl.
Do it then. I mean, just do it. Just be.
That's what he's doing.
Why have to announce it before you?
Because most athletes have not come out till after they've retired.
This is
a different step. He wanted to be who he is and put it out there before.
Again,
which, you know, that's when it takes real courage, when it might affect you.
Why have to announce? I mean, he said his team.
Because every other NFL athlete's in the closet, and he wants. That's why he's a trailblazer, because it's one of the last, this is why our friend Shelley Wright was very brave. She's, you know, country music, not a great place to announce you're gay.
I stand by this guy. If he joins the music page, I'm going to be a big fan. I'll buy his shirts. Otherwise, I don't care. I don't care about this dude. Go be whoever you want and be happy. I don't understand telling everybody about it.
Okay, then why isn't every straight player in the NFL hiding the fact that they're dating women?
And scene. All right.
I just want to hear about it.
By the way, how's that going for you in San Francisco? Okay. That's probably why he called us, because every time he starts a discussion in a bar, like, you know what? Okay. 45 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is a happening spot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, boy. What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I just love because you label my sound bites every day.
Yes.
The first section is gays, and then just one blacks, because that is the Sam Rubin and Samuel Jackson. And then, of course, because Michael Sam is both gay and black, the Twitterverse has exploded,
yeah,
as we know. As
well, you were breathing down my neck for your list, and so I had to write something really fast.
Right. Yeah, it was a little. Okay. But I get it. I get what the subjects are. Okay.
So is he Blay or Gak?
I don't
Blah,
know.
He's Blah.
See, that's going to be on Twitter later.
Yep.
Okay. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Oh, no.
What?
Todd Starnes at Fox News has a sad.
He has a sad.
God, Jim, the gays have ruined sports. I mean, really, what is going on
Look
in America?
What the homosexuals have done to me.
Yeah, exactly. Ruined everything.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Your hair?
And then, well, the next line after that is, well, can't you just comb it up and reset it?
A friend of mine had a thought about the figure skaters, the male figure skaters in the Olympics. She's like, I don't know, with those hairdos, maybe there isn't anyone gay in Russia. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Some bad haircuts.
Yeah, there are.
Just saying.
All the homosexual hairdressers were put in the gulag.
Maybe that's what it is. They're in Siberia. Okay. I don't know where this is, but gays have ruined sports for Fox News contributor Todd Starnes. Todd Starnes is very, very sad. After seeing gay weddings at the Rose Bowl parade, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
The various outpourings of support for gay Olympians and condemnations of Russia's abominable laws, having a meltdown over the Grammy weddings, and now with Michael Sam daring to come out as an openly gay football player, sports has been ruined for Starnes forever. He wrote in part on Facebook, we are no longer allowed to have fun and enjoy sports or entertainment programs.
I guess you'd have to watch and listen to show tunes now. That's just
See?
That's all there's left.
Right. First the gays ruin marriage. Bright music, sports, now football. Is there no God? And if there is, is any American? What's next? They're going to make a gay American pie, and there's going to be a gay and American pie. Really? A gay Chevrolet ad? What is next?
He seems kind of hysterical.
They're pretty upset in the macho world of wrestling.
People, yes.
They're singlets.
Right.
Grabbing another guy's
men
junk.
Men like to grab each other's junk wearing... spandex. Okay.
Right.
Will we ever recover? Okay.
In ancient Greece, they used to do it naked.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Real men do it naked.
Send him to Turkey and wrestle.
Boy, oh boy. Okay, Lisa in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lise.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I just want to comment on the guy from San Francisco who doesn't understand why Michael Sam came out tonight. He's playing offense right now. He doesn't need to be coming out on the defensive after some tabloid misconstrued something he did or said.
Well,
so, you know,
Lisa, that's exactly right. He was saying he already came out to his team. So, first of all, he knew, like, people are going to know.
Right.
And so you're right. He wanted to, I think, you know, address this in his own way rather than, because clearly rumors are going to be out there. His entire team knew.
Right.
Right.
So that was what I wanted to comment on, and hopefully whoever called is listening and can, you know, now understand why he's doing it.
I can sense him doing a thoughtful chin scratch right now, saying, if only I'd heard Lisa from Arizona say that before, I might have rethunk it. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Oh, now I see.
Okay. Speaking of Arizona,
yes?
I just got an email. Arizona Beer Week starts on Saturday.
Oh, beer.
So we're going to be there for Beer Week.
Beer.
By the way, I get those last few remaining tickets because this is the first one. The whole family is going to be there. Chris,
right.
Jim, Carlos Alzraki, John Fugelsang. Come on down. Phoenix, Sexy Liberal. Go to Sexy Liberal Facebook, sexyliberal.com.
So you don't have to go to Madison to get beer.
No. Well, Madison's Sexy Liberal sold out. So come to Phoenix. There's only a few tickets left. All right. Mike in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
stumbled across your show about 3 years ago, and well, I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, thank you. It takes about 3 years to warm up to me.
Talk about Michael Sam. I think this guy is playing this absolutely right. He waited till the season was over to come out with this.
Right.
And you know what? There's 3 months between now and the NFL draft. That gives all these general managers, owners, players, time to actually have this conversation in real terms. Hey, are we ready for this?
Right.
And I think by the time the draft comes around, it's not even going to be a factor.
Yeah, and I hope you're right. And I got to say, this is what
I read this kind of like with Obama when he came out about gay marriage. He did this very early on in 2012. So by the time the general election came around, the knee-jerk reactions were already out there, and cooler heads had prevailed.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he's doing this exactly right.
And Mike,
by the time the draft comes around, it's not going to be an issue.
And Mike, I got to tell you, even from personal experience, that takes real courage to come out when it really may cost you something professionally and you're not sure. Mm-hmm. Because you're the first one. I mean, my friends and family knew a long time before I talked about it publicly. Part of it was just, privacy, and part of it is, I'm sure, fear about professional stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
And I think he is a profile in courage, and anyway, I applaud him. Thank you.
I know when my brother came out, we had our suspicions probably 2 years before he actually came out, so by the time he actually said it, hey, I'm gay, everyone was like, okay, what's for dinner?
It was done. Exactly. You know
gay,
what?
It's what's for dinner.
You know what? I'm giving you a $50 profile gift certificate for that, and I don't care if you give it to a boy or a girl. How about that?
Oh, great.
All right, hang on. Travis, get his info. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS or go to proflowers.com. Click on that little microphone and type in Stephanie. See? I didn't even ask him whether he's going to send the flowers to a boy or a girl.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
I remember when I used to order flowers. Remember, even that kind of thing was hard because you'd be like, what do you want the card to say? Oh,
the pronoun game. Yeah.
Well, for a girl. good for him because that's, But I have to say, by the way, that's what it takes. It's, this is what they say in all the polling. It's someone. He's like, oh, my brother, my whatever. Here's a weird fun fact. Saturday night, I was at a dinner party. I've become friends with the NFL commissioner's brother, who is gay. Who lives?
Really?
Yes. Yes, who lives here in L.A.
Huh.
And so, you just wonder, is that going to affect perceptions? Because people have loved ones and family members. And even though people go, oh, football. I mean, some of these unnamed, cowardly NFL executives, some of the stuff they said is so archaic to me.
That he's bringing baggage to the locker room.
Right. He'll, upset the chemical balance of the locker room. And Frank Bruni writes, when did a locker room become such a delicate ecosystem?
Exactly.
they're athletes, not orchids. He writes.
Got news for all these people. They have changed clothes in front of gay people before.
Right. That's what
they didn't know it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Frank Bruni writes. Guess what? We've seen, a gay guy has seen you naked. I trust me on
that. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
And a lot of female reporters.
Right.
But then a male reporter walked into this Chrissy Everett's locker and said, get out of here! What are you doing? Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Kind of a double standard there. But,
exactly.
Yeah. Chrissy Everett?
No, but one of these unnamed NFL guys actually said something like, oh, it's a, not now. We're not ready for it now. It's too, it's a manly a sport.
Wait.
It's like, oh, really? So gays aren't real men.
Yeah, that's implying that gays are... can't handle.
Right. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Why does Fred always wait till mommy starts talking to start pawing my headphone cord? That's so cute. Okay. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward. Or me, Stephanie Miller, like Chanel did.
Chanel?
Who sounds sweet and sweet smelling. Hi, Steph. I listen to you on TuneIn Radio. Me too. I listen to lots of great progressive shows on TuneIn Radio, progressivevoices.com. Right?
Well, yeah, just go to, well, just open up your TuneIn Radio app and search for Progressive Voices.
Right. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks. Chanel, you know what, Chanel? Now, you could actually see us, because guess what's available?
Now the Stephanie Miller Show is on TV.
There is nothing wrong with your television set.
And now you can enjoy on-demand Steph, Jim, and Chris in video.
Do not attempt to adjust the picture.
It's a one-hour best-of commercial-free version of the Stephanie Miller Show on Free Speech TV.
Television is most certainly here to stay.
Only $9.95 a month or $79.40 if you buy a year in advance. To sign up, just go to StephanieMiller.com/register.
Because you're on television, dummy.
Stephanie Miller, video star. Yay. All right. Thank you, Rocky Mountain. It's another love story, by the way, from Ryan in Toronto, a belated sexy liberal love story from Canada.
Okay.
Mom and the Mooks, including the handsome and romantic dog Mooks. Say thank you, Fred. first off, I must share my sister and my long belated love of Seattle sexy liberal. The latest triumph of Jim Ward, Master of Ceremonies. We did make the trip, and I got to ask Jim's John Boner a question, and fun was had by all. I am excited. I hope you'll be closer to Toronto in 2014, Sexy Liberal, we can make a show. Look forward to a meet and greet. You just never know. We've had a virtual explosion of Sexy Liberal announcements in the last just...
It kind
of
went kablooey.
Right?
Yeah.
In fact, I forgot which one we're doing right now. Oh, the newest announcement this morning, because this is just added, and it's coming up in 2 weeks. And by the way, do we have some exciting surprise announcements for this one?
Don't get fancy, just get dancy. This Saturday is the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour in Phoenix.
Right, turn up the night. We're going to party Saturday night.
This Saturday.
The Wee Roll. I love when it's all too much. Come on, turn the radio up. Where's Mama at?
There she is.
This Saturday, February 15th, come raise your glass to another fabulous year of the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, starring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, and Carlos El Rocky, with special guests Jim Ward. So don't forget to wear your tennis pad or Depends for that unexpected leak.
Tennis pad.
Oh no, I just peed a little. I'll be right back. Jim, now we should get some tennis pads for you to autograph, because there were a lot of reports of peeing, inadvertent peeing at the Seattle Sexy Liberal. Okay. So that is this Saturday, the very first 2014 Sexy Liberal. Very, very exciting. Carlos El Rocky will join us in hour number three. He's here today because he's doing another thing with a guy at a place tomorrow.
Yep.
Then let's see, Fort Lauderdale, we just announced this morning up March 1st already at the Parker Playhouse.
And that is just in a couple of weeks, so move on those tickets right now.
It is Pride weekend there.
Right.
But all y'all straight people, readers, come on down.
Yes.
Okay. And I believe there's going to be a couple of, could be as many, well, we'll see. Surprise celebrity announcements per panel for Fort Lauderdale Sexy Liberal. Madison sold out in March, but we just, I guess we could play this one. We just added, because there was such demand in Madison, guess where we're going in April, everybody?
Chicago. In the coming months, let's see where we can make progress together.
Yep.
Let's make this a year of... Let's make this a year of... Sexy liberals. That's what most Americans want.
That's right. Land of Lincoln. Home of our president. On April 26th, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is making its triumphant return to Chicago.
It should read, tonight only...
Stephanie Miller.
Triumphant return.
John Fugelsang, Carlos Alas Rocky, and progressive radio and television star Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and at the Chicago Theater box office. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's own twist on Chicago-style politics.
Politics ain't beanbag.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, live April 26th at the Chicago Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah. Okay. And Albuquerque, Saturday, May 10th. And would you believe we're going to have the announcement of where June Sexy Liberal will be?
What?
By the end of this week.
Wow.
Yes, I know. all right. So, you know, I think it's like ripping the Band-Aid off, because now I don't, as you know, leave my house at all.
Ever.
Since we do the show here. Now it's not a joke about the elderly shut-in.
And ever since you've discovered Amazon Prime.
Right. Oh, my God. So amazing.
Everything is delivered.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so just getting me out of my house, they just decided you're just going to be like throwing me in the pool, ripping the Band-Aid off, just, all right. Okay, so.
Sink or swim, Billy.
Exactly. All right, so we've been talking about, as everyone has, Michael Sam coming out as gay before the NFL draft. Michael Sam yesterday.
I told my teammates this past August that I came out to my teammates, and they took it great. They rallied around me. They supported me, and I couldn't ask for better teammates. Hopefully, players would see that they don't judge me by because I'm gay. They see, hey, does this this person works hard? Can he win us games? Can he win us a championship? With I can.
By the way, didn't we already have this argument with gays in the military? You know,
yes.
It's like, seriously, when you're in the middle of any kind of combat, whether it's football or in a foxhole, is that really what you're thinking
That's
about?
The last thing you should be thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are shooting at you.
Yeah.
Also, someone just tweeted, let's see, Jake Riley just tweeted, the NFL is worth $85 billion and they can't afford shower curtains?
Yeah, really. I know.
I mean,
you know,
come
on. You could make it a little more private.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Funny. Okay, it's not like there's side-by-side toilets like in Sochi.
Exactly.
Right?
With cameras on them. Make sure they don't do anything homosexual.
Oh, that must be why.
Don't go. Larry Craig, stay away.
Check for those wide stances.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I know. Remember those? This debate already feels so old. Remember the gays in the military and John McCain and others saying, oh, you know, not while we're at war. Really?
We
like you're gonna pick in the middle of a firefight in Kandahar to start acting really gay?
Yeah.
what if he pulls out a glow stick instead of an assault weapon?
Exactly.
Oops.
Okay.
It's an armor piercing glow stick though. So,
oh, of course. Yeah.
By the way, in Salon with a good point, a lot of these NFL, everybody responded anonymously. They decided to match Michael Sam's courage by coming out anonymously as cynical and homophobic. An unnamed NFL player personnel assistant said, I don't think football's ready for an openly gay player just yet.
Aw, yes, because they have such delicate sensibilities.
Yes. In the coming decade or two, it's going to be acceptable, but at...
Or a decade after that, or
really?
After that, or
yeah.
After that.
Because what, there'll be people that are less cowardly than you, hopefully, or... it's going to be acceptable. At this point in time, it's still a man's man game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's offensive.
Once again,
said
say
the
that to
the
Michael
gay
Sam's
man.
Face.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Is that how archaic is that? Implying that gay men are real men? What?
Don't tell them what I said. Hi. Don't tell them what my name is. I'm afraid. I'm so afraid.
To call somebody a gay slur, I guess he said the slur, is still so commonplace. A chemically imbalanced an NFL locker room.
Huh?
Chemically imbalanced?
Those poor little football players.
There might be gay guys here. I'm so scared. Hold me. Oh, no, no,
no,
me.
No, hold me. No, not in a gay way.
Okay. Those aren't pillows. Prior to his announcement, draft forecasters predicted that he would be chosen in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he would be almost guaranteed a place on a team.
Yeah.
But the executives and personnel who talked to Sports Illustrated each argued that Sam will drop in the draft now that he's coming.
And in the draft predictions, he has dropped like 60 or 70 slots.
God. Sam's announcement was not a smart move, one assistant coach remarked to Sports Illustrated. You shouldn't have to live your life in secrecy. Really? But do you really want to be at the top of the conversation for everything without ever having played a down in this league? Well, this is the point. It shouldn't have to be a topic of conversation.
Right. But I mean, you might have waited until after the draft. Oh, by the way.
Oh, by the way. Ha ha. Psych. Punked.
No.
Being an openly...
You know, by doing it this way, he's taking out all questions.
Mm-hmm.
Being openly gay will break a tie against that player, said a former general manager, every time unless he's Superman. Why? Not that they're against gay people. It's more than some players are going to look at you upside down.
What?
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the media is going to show up, from Good Housekeeping to the Today Show. Somebody said last night on TV, really? You're big, manly football, but you're afraid of Good Housekeeping? Oh, no! Someone from Good Housekeeping might ask me a question! A general manager is going to ask, why are we going to do that to ourselves? Oh, for God's
God.
Sakes.
Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Another one said, there are guys in locker rooms that maturity-wise cannot handle it. Well, tell them to grow the...
Well, that's their fault.
Yeah. That's not the league's fault. That's each individual player's fault.
Yeah. Or they can't handle it or deal with the thought of that. said an assistant coach. There's nothing more sensitive than the heartbeat of the locker room.
What? Oh, my God. That's the gayest thing ever.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard. If you knowingly bring someone in there with that sexual orientation, how are the other guys going to deal with it? Oh, it's going to be a big distraction. That's the reality. It shouldn't be, but it will be. I love all these guys that you talk like, oh, it's not me. It's, you know, all these other guys.
Yeah, it's
all
they're these delicate wilting flowers here.
I got
no, I'm fine, but, you know, there's some people that feel a little uncomfortable with it. Not me.
Former Minnesota Vikings player, our friend Chris Cluey, last month wrote a scathing indictment of the coaches and executives who he said made anti-gay comments and perpetuated a culture of bigotry during his time. And he also obviously, and he's told us on this show that he believed his pro-gay advocacy had cost him his job. And, I, you know, I hope that this isn't, I mean, can you imagine if he does not get drafted at all because of this? I mean, that would be such a sad, first of all, Chris Cluey's straight.
Right.
Just because he spoke out for gay rights in football? I mean, it's, you know, since when is it a distraction to talk about stuff in America? You know, I mean, it's really incredible. All right, lots of folks want to get in on this. 18 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce coming up at the bottom of the hour. We roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's fun for ages 8 to 80. Join us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, remember the last time I Wang Chung'd?
Oh, I did it 2 nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
By yourself, or was it a party?
I've gotten quite good at it.
Oh, I bet.
23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH. Wow. 1-2. You put number toll free from anywhere. Dave in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama. I'm going to do something that you don't do enough, and that is to tell Chris that you made a really good point earlier.
What?
Huh?
How was that possible? I'm drunk.
No, Chris, your point about the obsession on genitalia and what they do with it and all that is really very telling. And really, really indicative of what's going on in their minds. And I have kind of a funny story in my own family about that very issue. Before I was out, there was a female pastor in my home congregation who came out after she left our church, and my mother was clutching her pearls at a family dinner one night, just going on and on about how awful and how disgusting it was and all this kind of thing. And I went, Mother, I said, it's not like she, you know, woke up one morning and was making a list of to-do things and decided to become a lesbian that day. And I said, and the other point is, you know, you're reducing her relationship just to what she does in bed. And I look at her and I said, I don't think any of us want our relationships reduced just to sex. My dad says, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. Dad. Ouch. Dad with the win. So,
Dad
for the win. Yeah. Well, I mean, Dave, you're calling from Minneapolis, and as you all know, we are not born gay. It's Minneapolis Airport that makes us gay. As we learned
watch
from
your bathrooms that have the mirror balls and the
glow sticks.
Right. You remember last time I was there for Minneapolis Sexy Liberal? I was completely straight until I landed, and then the minute I hit the ground.
What do you think of that?
Right.
Well, I noticed that when you got on stage, I thought, I don't remember her wearing flannel.
Right.
She came out with a softball
mitt. The minute I let wheels down, Jim, I was like, wow, am I hungry for some...
Where's the Home Depot?
Do you know, anyone know where I could find a good buffet?
Oh, is it reasonable?
Wow. As you know, gays have ruined everything, according to Fox News' Todd Starnes.
That's right.
Sports, music, Rose Bowl parade, I don't know, and now football. And there is nothing sacred. Because as we know, all straight marriage and couples everywhere, nothing but sacredness, including this story from Gawker.
Oh?
Woman, my husband's girlfriend attacked me after anal sex interruption.
What? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that headline right there say everything you need to say? Any thoughts you have on Michael Sam?
Yikes.
Okay.
First of all, straight people don't... Second of all... Okay, Gawker. A woman claims she was assaulted after she discovered her husband and his girlfriend naked smoking pot, drinking liquor...
Liver?
Drinking liver?
Drinking liver, wow.
Drinking liquor and having anal sex.
Oh.
Gotta give him some props for multitasking, first of all.
Yeah. Hmm.
According to what she told police, Pamela Lynn Turney walked into her husband Christopher's, South Carolina home on Saturday. She called out his name, Chris. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh.
And heard something from his bedroom. She went to investigate and found her husband in bed with a woman named Vicky. Vicky Lynn Morgan.
Oh. Hi, I'm Vicky Lynn.
Thank you.
Hi, Vicky Lynn Morgan.
Please put me back there.
Both were, quote, naked, smoking pot, drinking liquor, and having sex. Upon being discovered mid that kind of sex.
Coitus.
That kind of sex.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan allegedly jumped from the bed and attacked Turney. Well, you know.
As you do.
That is an inconvenient time to be interrupted.
Well, she didn't Turney damage his junk in the process.
Turney says she, well, that's important to take, Jim.
You don't want to, you know, you got to be careful about these things.
Turney says she was knocked to the ground three times before she was able to escape. She called police the next day. Oh, so she had to think about it for a minute. By which point, she had a black eye and bruising on her face. While the alleged assault is still under investigation, it wouldn't be the first time Morgan has been in trouble for violence. Last February, she was reportedly arrested for assault and battery.
Uh-huh.
So that's them there. Straight family values. We've heard so much about.
Why are you so focused on what kind of sex it was?
Don't
Why are you focused
me
on her genitalia?
When I'm having sex. The hell? Okay. Wowee. I mean,
so it would
really have
been okay if it had been the other side?
Apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Camilla.
No, front side sex.
Camilla in San Francisco. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been listening to your show since, like, 2008 or something like that. Wow. So I've been listening a while. This is the first time I called just because one of your previous callers has really perturbed me, and I just wanted to talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I was born in San Francisco, and I have lived
Me
and
too.
Been raised in the Bay Area my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have come across several people that are like, what's his name from San Francisco? Was it Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Johnny.
Right. They just said, why does he have to talk about it being gay?
Yeah, and it really, it bugs me because it seems to me every person I've encountered that's been this way, oh, I have no problem with anybody being gay or transgender. You know, that's their business. It's totally okay. It's like, okay, that's why, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with
it. Why do they have to mention it?
I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like, it's pretty
much. Why do
much
I have
like,
to shove it in my face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like, so long as I don't have to directly deal with it, I have no problem with what you do with your life and who you're with.
As
and it's a bunch of, you know, malarkey.
As long as you stay in the closet and no one can see them.
Then. And by the way, and the everyday act of you saying, hey, this is my husband, Bob, is not considered, you know, how is that? That's not shoving it in anyone's face, I guess, right?
Exactly. It's like when they're directly confronted with it, then is that the latent fear and whatever issues they have with it, that's when it actually comes out. I've had to deal with this directly with my own family and have had several arguments about this. And, you know, it's just like, don't sit there and tell me that, you know, you have no problem with someone's civil rights, you know, that they can't be free to choose something and then say, but I don't want to have to see it. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's what we should have told African-Americans years ago. It was like, oh,
there
no,
you go.
Equal,
there you go.
But
good point. All right. Charlie Pierce next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you?
Stephanie Miller.
Because my mood ring just like totally changed colors.
Well, how'd your pet rock feel about it?
Ha! I'll ask my lava lamp. Irma Gerd, 34 minutes after the hour. Yes, somebody tweeted that some people do get really anal when they get interrupted. Thank you very
yep.
much. In regards to that last story we did. Okay. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Why, looky,
there's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, and welcome back to Mena Airport in the 1990s, ladies and gentlemen.
What does this mean?
This means we're going back to the Clinton days again.
Oh, God, yes, you're right.
Oh, you mean courtesy of Rand Paul?
And everyone. Are you kidding? It's a general mobilization back to the back. I expect Al D'Amato to announce for the Senate seat in New York.
Wow. Charlie, what did they really think this is going to work? There was
they
Rand
really,
Paul McGahn.
No, I
but
think,
two
I think,
things.
I think
Monica,
really think,
Monica BJ Benghazi. That's what he said yesterday.
Who said that?
Rand Paul.
Yes. It all goes back to there, the IRS scandal and the and whatever happened at Benghazi and stuff. It all goes back to that.
Oh my God! Do they seriously think this is going to work as a strategy?
And Vince
against
Foster is still dead.
Right.
Yes.
As far as we know. Yeah, I think they think it's going to work in their primaries. And I think Rand Paul is carving out an independent niche of crazy for himself.
Yikes. Charlie, I want to talk to you as also your capacity as a well-known sports writer.
Yeah.
So this Michael Sam story is, of course, everywhere. And we were saying, I don't know if you saw Frank Bruni's piece, Panic in the Locker Room. Interesting how all of these, he has the courage to come out and do this before the draft publicly, and all these NFL guys are quoted anonymously.
Yeah, I'm wondering if my colleagues in that business should be quoting people anonymously on this one.
Right, exactly.
If the guy's demanding anonymity to say how nervous it makes him, then don't grant him anonymity and don't use the quote.
Yeah,
find
that's
somebody
a great
to go
point.
On the record and say it. I guarantee you can't.
Yeah, that is a great point. I mean, it's interesting. Not one of these, whoever they are, right, NFL execs or assistant coaches or whatever, wanted to, it's like, good. Well, then have the courage to go on record and say it like Michael Sam did,
Yeah, I think it was extraordinarily telling that he came out to his teammates at Missouri,
mm-hmm. right?
Apparently, at the beginning of last year.
Right. Well, we had one caller, of course, like clockwork last hour, Charlie, going, "What? I don't care if you are. Why do you have to talk about it? Why do you?" It's like, well,
he knows everybody knew.
That's
now the default position. It's almost as though they finally decided that having stuff quote unquote rammed down your throat is not a good analogy in the circus.
Right.
so they found this. Yeah. Okay. So what? I don't care. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what do you really think? I mean, Chris was saying, sadly, he has dropped, what is it, did you say 60 or 70
draft positions or something?
Yeah, well, first of all, sports writer rule number 105, subparagraph 3, don't take anybody's mock draft seriously.
Okay,
ever.
All right.
But the thing is, that especially with football, where the metrics are so bizarre and it's so jargon-laden that it might as well have been developed at the Pentagon, there are a zillion reasons why you can't draft somebody. And this is true every year. The Seattle Seahawks have three or four guys who for some reason or another they won't ever tell you had quote unquote character issues and dropped in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And every year some general manager gets fired because he took these quote unquote and not these quote unquote mysterious character issues too seriously. So there's a zillion ways for them to disguise not drafting this guy.
Yeah, but it's going to be a
very, very hard call.
Yeah, but it's going to be pretty blatant, isn't it?
What?
If he's not drafted?
Well, I think if he doesn't get drafted at all, then it's pretty blatant, yeah. But if he drops from the fourth round to the sixth round, there's plausible deniability, is what I'm saying. There are people who will say they did it because of X, Y, and Z and not X and Y, but not of Z.
Yeah, I love my favorite quote from the anonymous NFL executive is it'll chemically imbalance an NFL locker room. And as Frank Bruni said, I think steroids, Adderall, and painkillers have done a pretty good job of that.
Well, not just that. I mean, you've had people drafted who have beat people up, who have DWI,
sure.
And you start ticking down the list.
They're more tolerant of alleged murderers than they are of clean-cut gay people.
Very truthfully so. One thing I do hope is I hope, and I know he thought of this before he came out. I hope he's allowed to be a football player.
Yeah.
And doesn't have to carry the hopes and dreams of a million people with him too.
Yeah.
That's a hard enough job.
Well, what kills you?
Trying to make an NFL roster.
Right.
I really hope, we can all admire his courage and now let him go, try to become an NFL football player.
I think, as
my friend Bob Bateman said, by God, if he can carry a gun and defend his country, he's perfect. He has the perfect right to go get, degenerative brain disease if he wants to.
Yeah.
Very good point.
No, it's a good point, but I also think, it can't be said enough, Charlie. There's already been lots of gay guys.
Oh, absolutely.
There
have been several people who've come out after they played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unquestionably, there are, a certain percentage of gay people in the NFL in every league now. I think in this whole area, I think the most intriguing phenomenon over the past 5 or 10 years has been that the league that led the way in this regard was the National Hockey League.
Right.
Because of Brian Burke. Who had a son who was gay and who died in an automobile accident. And it's been the NHL who started the You Can Play program.
Right.
They were the first to jump on the of the sports league to jump on the It Gets Better campaign.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I just always thought that was intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's one sport more macho than football, it's hockey.
Well, and there's one thing more macho than anything, it would be Reince Priebus.
Reince! He's gonna unload the truck, baby. He's pushing it up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Reinhold Reince Priebus.
Right. As you write, Charlie, he's going all rough and tough on Hillary Clinton.
Oh yeah, we've got a whole truckload of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bitch slap her so hard.
That's a manly man truckload.
Watch out! Here comes the truckload. Beep beep beep.
He said, I think we're going to have a truckload of opposition research on Hillary Clinton. Some things may be old.
Come on.
Some things might be new. Ooh, anything might borrowed? Be. Anything blue? Hillary Clinton provides a lot of opportunity for us, and you say they really are going to try this on. They're going to go back for one more extended lap of the endless penis chase. I mean, wow. But somebody wrote a piece, Charlie, about also that why it's not going to work this time. The demographics, you know, a lot of you voters, they weren't even around.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you talking about?
I think one problem we have is we now have a political class, and especially a political journalism class, whose formative experience in politics was that period of time.
Right.
So, you know, they didn't get a chance to, cover all this cool stuff then, so now they get to cover this cool stuff now.
Yeah. Right. Everything old is new again. Trey Gowdy, Jim.
He's not just Gowdy. He's Trey Gowdy.
He's Trey
right,
Gowdy.
Right.
Muy, muy Gowdy.
Charlie writes about him this week. This guy.
Plus de Gowdy.
This quote. He said, well, how would you like to run for re-election if you were in the House and the Senate based on Obamacare with its rising premiums, worse coverage, and now we're going to convince you you're better off writing poetry than you working and getting money? Oh, dear God.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
This from the guy, as you said, who makes, $174,000 a year, would work a total of 113 days in a formal session in which he will do very little. You say you happen to know several poets, and you can say with authority every one of them works harder than Trey Gowdy.
Yeah, many of them have two and three jobs.
Yeah.
Because they're poets, and
right.
They don't make any money. But.
Right. Right. But this is the whole...
It's just the kind of you know, country club locker room contempt for anybody who does anything. You know, Trey Gowdy is unloading pallets at a plastics plant in South Carolina when he's not in the Congress.
Well, you know, it's part of the same play they run really on everything. Just like, you're a moocher, right? I mean,
yeah, it was an interesting story in the New York Times today that I put on the blog first thing about how the Republicans in the Arkansas legislature came up with a way to get around to sort of like privatize the Medicaid extension
right.
from Obamacare. And the Obamacare people said, fine, you go in to do it. And the Democratic governor signed it. And now the Republicans who voted for it are being Tea Party primaried from the right.
Right.
For no other reason except for the fact that, you know, some people are going to get help. Because
right.
now,
mm-hmm.
because now
right.
that simple fact is enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
They're being very, very open about it now.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, you can go on record and see, the Heritage Foundation, John McCain talking about how horrible job lock is. And, you know, and you're absolutely right. And then when it is the president's idea, it's horrible.
It's astonishing to me and to be lectured in the newspapers by people, you know, mostly at the New York Times telling people that, you know, you're being disincentivized to work. Because you're no longer going to have to work 72 hours to keep your dwindling benefits package.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
These people, I mean, they don't live in the, these are the mole people. They don't live with us.
All right. Charlie Pierce, you remain a delight.
See you next week.
All right, I will see you next week,
bye-bye.
Sir. Love you. Miss you already. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12. Steffi.
Just the girl, she's just the girl, the girl you want.
Steffi.
Just the girl, she's just the girl, the girl you want.
Are we not men? We are Devo.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour. Sexy liberal Carlos Alzraki on his way in, but apparently there's traffic in L.A.
What?
No.
All right. He will be here shortly. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, where's my police siren? Pull over, everybody. The topic police are back today. Love you guys. Listen every day. However, you're almost constant focus on the gay agenda, blah, blah, blah. I had to turn you off. Okay. Okay, because we're talking about Michael Sandwich, everybody in the world, including every sports channel.
Yeah.
Was talking about.
Okay. Yesterday, people were either talking about Michael Sam or that Samuel Jackson, Sam Rubin
thing. Oh,
someone
turned us off yesterday because I mentioned Woody Allen.
A lot of Sam stuff. Son of
right.
Sam.
And someone else, Edward Snowden. If I say that, that's okay.
Yeah.
So we're the only three listening. It's all right. It's fine. We enjoy each other.
Natan, have you tuned us out yet?
No, he has to. He has to direct the TV show.
Oh,
but
I see.
He can't.
Okay. Was someone talking? I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
What?
No.
What?
Hmm? No. Topic police. Pull over. All right. Let's go to Pam in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I'm calling because I think that the smart team will pick up Michael because the other team players won't be able to keep their mind on the game because they'll be afraid they're going to catch the gay.
Yeah.
He's a defensive player. They're not going to want to get around him.
Yeah.
They're afraid they'll catch him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not defensive. You're the one who's defensive.
Yeah, I'm not a defensive player. You're defensive. I find you offensive.
That's that macho game where men reach between each other's legs to grab a ball.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And pat each other on the butt when they do something good.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're a tight end or a wide receiver. Okay. John Wortham.
All right, ready for some football?
John Wortham from Sports Illustrated.
Yesterday, Michael Sam was projected as a third or fourth round pick, but definitely on the board. And today, executives will say anonymously that his stock has dropped. He may not even be drafted.
Of course they say to knock him anonymously because... Okay. Nick in New Mexico, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how are you doing, Stephanie?
Good, Nick. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I think one thing that... ignored in the conversation every time, whether it's gays entering the military or our gay brothers and sisters coming into sports, is will this possibly lead to a more co-ed, I guess, future as far as locker rooms and bathrooms concerned? And the reason why I bring that up is because typically when homophobic guys say or express, I don't want to be in a locker room with that guy because he might be checking me out. Well, the first thing that most people usually say is, well, you're not God's gift to men. You're probably not his type. So why are you concerned? Well, then the same question, I guess, could be posed to women with heterosexual men as well, that, you know what, most of the ladies that go to the gym might not be your type, but you're not allowed to shower with them simply because you might make them feel uncomfortable because of the potential that you might like them. Now, me personally, I wouldn't care if my teammate was gay, but for those that do, I think it poses a very good question to ask, you know, that, you know, are we looking at their bigotry and I guess their reservations unfairly, which I don't think we are.
Yeah, you're supposing that gay people aren't professional enough to be, you know, to be focused on the job and not be focused on other people's genitals.
No, not at all.
That's kind of what you're saying there.
Oh no, well if I articulate that, that's not what I meant at all. What I'm saying is that I believe that they're definitely professional enough to focus on playing sports. The question I'm raising is I totally agree that they should be allowed to play. I don't think anybody should have any reservations about having a homosexual teammate. I wouldn't mind it. Wouldn't bother me at all. I'm just saying for those that do, I think it's the same concern that people have, for example, if a heterosexual man was to be in a locker room. So this is the same
argument with gays in the military. We need separate bunks or separate showers, sort of like separate, like water fountains.
It hasn't destroyed the military.
It's like, you know, for example, Stephanie Miller is not my cup of tea. She's a wonderful person, smart lady, but she's not what I would find physically attractive.
Well,
so
back
were to
at you.
Naked in front of me. Well, I'm just saying, so if you were to be naked in front of me, I could still do my job and not, you know, look at
you. Well, then do your job.
But you still feel uncomfortable, though.
I don't care about your feelings. They're there to do a job, dude.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I think you're taking it the wrong way. I'm saying what I'm saying is, since it's not a big issue and since people should not have an issue with it, then I'm asking: should women have an issue with heterosexual men that wouldn't be attracted to them in the locker room as well, or you know, if you're in the military showering together, you know, having one facility as opposed to two separate facilities? I'm not saying there is an issue, and I'm not saying anybody should care. I'm just saying that since people shouldn't care, especially guys shouldn't be homophobic, then should women be wary of guys that are heterosexual showering with them?
Okay, the main reason that I don't want to you either is because you make my brain hurt.
Yeah.
But I love you.
Yeah, that's it's not going to happen. So.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you anyway, though.
Yeah, but what if?
Why did he have to drag it if
aliens,
not being attracted to me? Why?
What if aliens wanted to shower with humans, you know, and they were attracted to?
It's perpetuating a stereotype that all gay guys think about is sex.
Right.
And that's furthest from the truth.
Right.
Gay football players are there to do a job.
Right. I don't understand. Didn't we have this argument with the military?
We did.
And the studies have already shown there's been absolutely no ill effect. None of that stuff.
And plus
that fear-mongering.
They have shower stalls, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, the NFL can afford shower curtains.
Afford to have some. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Missy in Florida. Hi, Missy. Right. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a comment about Michael Sams.
Yes.
Okay. There are too many complainers about that. There is a WWE wrestler that came out. It was on television.
Yep.
Now, all these guys that are complaining probably take their children to the WWE event. It wasn't a big deal when that guy came out. Why should it be a big deal now?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, good point. I just feel like, you know, in some ways you go like, what is there anything more macho than the military, than Marines, than all? We already had this whole, why is football suddenly like, oh, that's the last bastion. You can't have the gays there. Bill in, not that Billy in Texas. Travis wants me to know. Hey,
okay.
Billy.
Yes, I'm not that Billy in Texas.
Oh, thank God.
Totally different Billy. You know what? I am so proud of Michael Sam, first of all. And secondly, I can't believe that we had to go through the whole Michael Vick thing, but yet a gay player is all of a sudden getting everybody up in arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous, first of all. And I think, you know, Harvey Fierstein said it best. We're not going to edit out the parts of our lives that you don't like. You're going to have to accept us the way we are.
Right. Yeah. Right. And, yeah. That's a great way to put it, because that's the difference. Straight people don't have to edit their lives.
Right.
Right? I mean,
exactly.
Right.
You know, they can get together and talk about their wives and their children. And why can't we talk about our partners and our children?
Right. And you ever heard someone go, wait, why are you shoving that in my face? I don't want to hear about your wife and kids. You know, it's like that's what I mean. It's really you know, it's interesting. I was saying that my new friend, who is the brother of the NFL commissioner, who's gay, he's been with his husband 30 years.
Yep.
So you go, like, that's something, too, that he's obviously been a part of their family for a long time. It's just you wonder if that's going to affect attitudes. There's got to be a lot of other people in the NFL that have gay loved ones.
Unfortunately, the NFL commissioner isn't the only voice in the NFL.
Well, of course, but I'm just saying, every bit helps, right?
Yeah.
58 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos Alzraqui, as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Aw, look who's here. Oh, snuggly.
That's good coffee.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos Alzraqui.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos Alzraqui.
I was going to make espresso.
Handmade by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Uh-huh. That's how you know you're officially part of the family, is someone, a listener, has crocheted you a baby blanket.
That's from Terry, the official crocheter of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Exactly. Bling. Thank you. Your family
get
when
closer
you get
to the microphone, please.
That's how you know your family.
This is tummy time. This is going to be a tummy time little blanket.
Aww.
You do tummy time with your kids, and then they go... You got a washer. I'll line dry it, though.
And she put in washing instructions for that purpose.
You make procreating sound like so much fun.
Yes.
And she crocheted me an Afghan, too, so I'd like to say thank you, Terry, for that.
Thank you.
Aw, look at you. You're all part of the family. In fact, speaking of sexy liberal family, yet another announcement just this morning.
This promo contains material not suitable for stick-up-the-butt conservatives.
Just in time to kick off Spring Break 2014. The hottest, craziest, most off-the-hook progressive head-turners are hitting South Florida. What? It's Sexy Liberals Gone Wild, Fort Lauderdale.
So hot. Oh, it's
too hot. On too March hot. 1st, the official start of Spring Break 2014.
Springtime for
Stephanie Miller. The world-famous Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will perform live at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Wow!
Join John Fugelsang, Carlos Alazraki, and the bride of progressive media, Stephanie Miller. Tickets are available at ParkerPlayhouse.com or by calling 954-462-0222. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, March 1st, at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale. Get your tickets now. Go to ParkerPlayhouse.com.
Yahoo! Hey, may I say go Seminoles. May Jameis Winston show up for the national champion Florida State Seminoles, the right there in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my God. And also, probably going to be a couple of huge surprise celebrity guests.
Huge.
For Sexy Liberal Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, just added this morning. Mm. Phoenix, of course, the first one of the year. Chris LaVoy will be there. Jim Warren will be there.
Yep.
I hear there is there's some talk of some Woody Allen daycare.
That's right, the Woody Allen daycare. Can I help you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen.
You know, it's also a photo studio.
The drop off hours, anytime you want.
You just seem preferably, you know.
Your child is not a talker, is she? But yeah, if you want, I can
like
dress
the
up
chatty
like a Catholic priest. If that would make you feel more comfortable.
Boy. There's a photo studio there as well, but black and white, so it's art.
That was a fun booth. It's a photo booth. Like, you have the zoo or the arcade. You make faces and get fun photos. It's right there.
Fun for the whole family. Well, not the whole family.
Not the whole family. All right.
Just don't invite me.
Unfortunately, the hard drive of the security cams is, missing.
A little preview of our first 2014 Sexy Liberal in Phoenix this Saturday. Very exciting. All right. Speaking of which, obviously the big news of the morning, that was a story about straight family values. This, of course, is about Michael Sam.
Yep.
Yes.
The filling your own joke here. The Packers coach has said the Green Bay Packers coach, Mike McCarthy, said any player, regardless of sexual orientation, is welcome on the Packers.
On the Packers. That's brilliant, which plays off my Facebook joke, which is different about sexual orientation. Although the fans, they tend to be hunter types, and they got I said, I hope the Packers don't draft Michael Sam, because I'd hate to see a Lambeau leap gone bad. I ain't touching a guy. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know what
that black guy's going to jump into the stands. Now you got a black and a gay guy? Come on. There's only so much I can hug, all right? I don't want to ruin my hunting trip with my buddies, okay? It's hard enough being a Packer fan and having those guys jump into
John
the stands.
John Elway
of the Denver Broncos said that he would have no problem hiring someone like Michael Sam.
Absolutely. Dante Stallworth, former receiver, had a great series of tweets about athletes and about gay athletes and being accepted. And here's the deal, and I saw a special last night. The Missouri Tigers were 12-2, knowing that Michael Sam was a gay player. There were no distractions in the locker room.
Well, that's probably why they got those two losses.
He was co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year, which is no small feat.
Why are you talking like Howard Cosell?
Because you have to slow down when you're talking about Sochi.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Michael Sam is so cute that that Mr. Putin was shaking his hand like a female ice skater from the USA.
By the way, gayest facelift ever, Pootie, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yikes. You look like Cher now. What is happening?
I want to be friends with Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboy owner. When how does he do the eye talk?
But Sochi, the pictures are shirtless Putin in every room.
Shirtless
instead Putin. Of TV.
By the way, have you been watching Olympics? I was just thinking what you were saying. Watching. Why? What is with the shouting and sportscasters? There is not that many ways. They're trying to make it exciting.
I've got a microphone, yet I'm yelling! Why is that?
I don't know. Shh. Okay. Somehow, I don't know, because we were just saying we don't even get some of the sports. What's the thing? The skiing and
the biathlon.
Shooting. The skiing. Oh, biathlon.
One of my oldest comedy bits ever.
The biathlon.
Right. Huh. The biathlon.
No, there are no homosexuals in biathlon.
That's an all-white sport.
They don't mean bi that way, John.
Biathlon, all-white sport, seeing the minority trying to compete. Going to the sports store. Yes, I'd like to buy a ski mask and some bullets. So there's a sport you don't want to be in, you don't want to be bragging if you're in first place. Hey, you mother fool curse! I'm way ahead of you. Not for long. Oh, he cheated.
Wow.
Please don't say that again.
Fool curse.
No.
No. No.
So much for free speech.
Oh, see what you did there?
Rod in New Mexico. You're on with Carl Olden Company. Hello, Rod.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
First, I want to say that I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it every morning.
Thank you.
And sometimes I listen to the conservative talk radio just to visit another dimension, but I'm happy to be back with you.
Oh, thank you. And Rod Serling welcomes you back.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
I did want to take issue with your discussion with Nick from New Mexico. I wanted to just ask you the question, would you feel comfortable as a woman if men are in the locker room while you're changing?
Would I?
Yes.
Well, but I don't get, to me, that's not like a good analogy.
It's not an apt analogy.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. I don't believe it's precisely an apt analogy either, but I just felt that the guy who was calling in meant well and was definitely a gay ally. And I felt
right.
that, oh, and instead it was, you guys kind
I
of
think what we were saying is we just don't know why people are making such a big deal out of locker rooms or back.
I totally, as a gay man, I totally agree with that. I've never understood what the big deal was, but
they've changed, you know, in front of gay people before. They just may not have known it, you know. So what's the difference?
I think our point was, you know, I think the point we were making is it just to me it creeps very much into separate but equal arguments people used to make about, you know, I don't know, it's nothing against black people. We just, you know, they just need to have separate drinking fountains.
It's like, why?
I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Why should the situation change whether a guy is in or out?
Let's face it, he's going to be pretty much like Jackie O. Robinson. Good night, folks. Get it? No, but here's the deal. Here's your sports guy, because I listen to sports coming in, because I can't listen to 1150 anymore coming in, because it's insane.
But
Jeff
you could
Saturday,
get the TuneIn app, and you could go to ProgressiveVoices.com.
Yep.
That's right, it will. Jeff Saturday, former Baltimore Colts, or actually Indianapolis Colts lineman, and now full-time ESPN analyst, says, look, there's a lot of talk in the locker room, and it doesn't matter if you're straight, gay. People get made fun of for being fat, for having certain political opinions, for being a certain color. It's just the way locker rooms go. So the fact that he's gay will not do anything to make locker room talk worse. And as we had stated before, the University of Missouri knew that he was gay, still went 12-2. There was no problems in the locker room. They were not worried about him. He's going to look at me in the shower. So there you go.
Yeah, Frank Bruni in the New York Times had a great piece, Panic in the Locker Room. He said, a news flash for every straight man out there. You've been naked in front of a gay man. In fact, you've been naked over the course of your life in front of many gay men. At least you have more than a few years on you. And here you are, uninjured, uncorrupted, intact. The earth still spins. The sun still rises and sets. Maybe it was in gym class a long time ago. Maybe the health club more recently. Or maybe when you played sports at the high school, college level later on. And you know what? He probably wasn't checking you out. It's a great piece. He says it's a locker room, for heaven's sakes, not last call at Rawhide. which, you know, Chris, goes to your point earlier, is you're there working. You're not, I mean, that's, most reactions from the sports world were hugely positive, even inspirational. Some were not. And then he talked about the guy that said it'll chemically imbalance the locker room. This guy, there's nothing more sensitive
cheer gas
than
the chemically imbalanced locker room.
It's a locker room. Don't ask, don't smell. Good night, folks.
Yeah.
What?
He quoted another NFL exec saying, there's nothing more sensitive than the heartbeat of the locker room. Frank Bruni says, when did the locker room become such a delicate ecosystem? Is it inhabited by athletes or orchids? And how is it that gladiators who don't flinch when a 300-pound mountain of flesh and shoulder pads comes roaring toward them start to quiver at the thought of a homosexual under a nearby nozzle? They may be physical giants, but at least a few of them are psychological pipsqueaks.
Right.
It's amazing. For the sport that prides itself on being tough, you're like, really? And you're going to run from the locker room screaming if there's a...
I do not want a locker next to that guy.
John Amici, who came out after he left the NBA, right? He said that locker room shower thing. He said it's a bigot finally falling over the cliff and grasping for any straw that might keep their purchase. When every rational argument is gone, you go with that.
Yep. Gays have always been in the locker room. Why should it suddenly change when a gay person comes out? You know, that seems like it's more the problem with the straight person than it is with the gay person.
Right. Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm more creeped out by them when they were hiding in those closets in the locker room, peeking through the slots. That's creepy.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Al Rocky on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She was abandoned by wolves and raised by Republicans. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
What? Potato
what?
Chips.
What? What?
What the?
What the? 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-TAP-1 to the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. We're making, Jen and I are making a, you know, Phoenix, what do you call it? Arrangements for our very, very exciting. John Bugle Sang and I spoke yesterday on the phone. So excited about our very first Sexy Liberal of 2014. Jim Ward, of course, coming. Crystal Boy.
Don't get...
You pointed at me.
What? And I'll be
I
there.
I meant that you'll be there.
I know, but that's...
You all will be there.
Thank you.
Raise your glass.
Oh, I'm going to be there
early. Don't get
fancy.
Just get dancy. This Saturday is the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour in Phoenix. Ride, ride, turn up the night. We're gonna party Saturday night.
Yeah.
Sexy liberals.
That's the way we roll. Yeah.
I love when it's all too much. Come on,
no.
Turn the radio up.
Turn it
Where's
up.
Mama at?
There she is.
Come on. This Saturday, February 15th, come raise your glass to another fabulous year of the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, starring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, and Carlos El Rocky, with special guest Jim Ward. So, don't forget to wear your tennis pad or Depends for that unexpected leak. Oh no, I just peed a little. I'll be right back.
Yikes.
I'm going to be there on Friday.
Thank you, Audra.
I'm going to be there on Friday as well.
I'm going on Thursday and Friday. I'm going to go shoot guns with my father-in-law at a rifle range.
Yeah,
just in case I ever switch political parties, I can run for president. I'll get video footage of it.
Make sure you get a lot of footage.
That's what you do when you go to Arizona. You shoot guns.
You got to shoot
guns.
Just
don't shoot yourself in the foot.
I will not shoot myself in the foot. I will not.
Please. All
I
right.
just...
Yeah. Hey, speaking of 2014 election year, did you see this? Rand Paul warns the Texas could turn blue.
Uh-oh.
Jim, I've said this before. I just want to see Karl Rove's face on Fox News when Texas turns blue with the big map, turns blue, and Texas goes for Hillary.
Oh, my God.
That was our favorite moment
of
the last
election.
He was
when they lost Ohio in the last election.
He was in the mid-sentence saying, well, if Ohio goes to Obama, then it's over.
Ohio's just going to Obama.
This just in. Yeah. Ohio has just gone to Obama. Face fell like a souffle.
That was great. It melted like the guy from the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's right.
It's beautiful.
Please let him be on camera right when they say, and the new governor of Texas, Wendy Davis, as Texas turns blue for President Clinton and Governor Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nah, there's going to be some serious gerrymandering going on. They're still going to win the House.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Rand Paul predicted Texas would turn blue within a decade if the Republican Party doesn't become more inclusive, which they won't. Mm-hmm.
What, Rand Paul is saying become inclusive?
They're trying to talk Hispanic, Carlos.
Oh, yeah. Well, they better not sit on that immigration reform.
So what I do believe is Texas is going to be a Democrat state within
that. Of course.
By the way, did you see E.J. Dion on Meet the Press? Somebody, the right-winger, said Democrat, and he goes, it's Democratic!
Good for him.
Well, they do that because they know it gets a rise out of people.
I was happy to see someone call someone out on it.
I know, but they want you to call them out on it because it makes you look hysterical.
Right, whatever. Oh, E.J. Dion noted hysteric.
Well, you know, when you yell at someone off mic.
He didn't yell.
Did he Samuel L. Jackson yell
at him?
That
was me yelling at this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. He said that means if we don't evolve, it doesn't mean we give up on what we believe in, which is hating brown people. It means we have to be a welcoming party. The state, Texas is nearly 40% Hispanic. He acknowledged that immigration reform is a touchy subject.
Touchy.
Because they hate brown people. He said, this is what he said. If you want to work and you want a job and you want to be part of America, we'll find a place for you. There was some quiet applause in the massive ballroom.
For under minimum wage.
Paul remarked the response was kind of tepid. He got a little tennis applause.
Yes.
Oh, well, that seems in theory.
Yes, the base doesn't like the brown people.
No. And then he went after Hillary Clinton. This is all they got is the and Benghazi.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a new morning show. BJ and the Benghazi, everybody. Benghazi and BJ? Something. I don't, that's it. That's what they got. This is a party.
BJ,
out of...
where are you? Are you under the desk again?
Oh, Benghazi, will you knock it off?
Slide whistle.
What about Ben Gazzara? What?
No.
Oh, Benghazi.
No. That's it. This is a party out of ideas. This is what they have against Hillary. Monica and Benghazi.
You go back several thousand years for the Monica thing.
Even
bring
Monica's
back Ken
over
Starr.
Huh?
Even Monica's over that.
Monica did get a morning show. Remember, we did a bit on that on the old show.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Right.
I don't think we can play that on this show.
No. We'll screen it and see if we can.
I don't think we can. I seem to remember there was
Because there actually was a morning show that was called BJ and Somebody, right?
There was a TV show called BJ and the Bear.
Right, BJ and the Bear.
Right. I think it was a takeoff on that, if I recall.
BJ and the Bear?
No, the thing we did. Never mind. All right. We continue to sip lovingly coffee with Carlos on the 79 show.
Stephanie Miller.
People perceive you as somewhat tempestuous. Heinous bitch is the term used most often.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. It is 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, this is going to make you laugh, Carlos Elsrock, because it's old home week here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, good.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen... Who have I known the longest here? Who have I worked with the longest, been friends with the longest?
Carlos.
Carlos Elsrock.
What'd you say?
Even before you two moved.
I know, right?
I don't want pudding.
Carlos was the a sketch player on my dearly departed late night TV show in 1995.
Dearly departed? I think just departed.
Jay Leno just retired. I was retired a little bit earlier.
Yep.
About 13 weeks after I started, to be exact. But Jeff... sent me an ad from my late night.
Wow. Put the seat down, boys. There's a woman coming in late night.
Yeah.
That's
with
right.
Telephones on the tables. That lasted a week.
There it is. All right.
I remember
time
that.
Time for Carlos to rejoin the family.
I remember that ad.
I know.
And also the TV promo where the dog was sniffing your crotch.
Ooh, 90s hair. Yikes. Yeah. All right.
90s vests, too.
Ooh, yikes.
No, you weren't a lesbian.
Yeah. Shut up.
What?
All right. by the way, you brought up the Sam Rubin, who I love. Entertainment reporter here.
Channel 5.
In L.A. Yeah. Oh, dear.
This was an episode of Extras where Ricky Gervais's character mistakenly calls Samuel Jackson Lawrence Fishburne and saying that I loved you in The Matrix. And he's like, I wasn't in the Matrix.
But this was a real-life version, and oh dear, it was awkward. Yes, he confused Jackson with Lawrence Fishburne.
Did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
You're exactly right.
All black and famous.
You are
all
guilty. I am guilty. Let's talk about RoboCop.
Oh, hell no.
Really? Really? I apologize.
But I'm the other guy.
But
I'm the other guy. Other one. What's in your wallet?
Right. That's it. That's exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
There it is. No question about that.
What's in your wallet, black guy?
Okay.
He's the car black guy.
There it is.
Morgan Freeman is the other credit card black guy. You only hear his voice, though, so you probably won't confuse him with Lawrence Fishburne.
Wow.
Awesome. That was kind of friendly, like you stupid idiot friendly.
Yeah.
You know what, though? You could tell that this has annoyed him for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And he's finally been able to
That was years
catch
of pent
someone
up
with it.
Aggression. Yeah, exactly.
I get that a lot when Reno 911. Oh, my God, you're so funny in the shorts. I'm not Thomas Lennon.
You look a bit like Thomas Lennon.
No, you don't.
No.
But, yeah, yeah.
Thanks for noticing the show.
Dan in Atlanta, you're on with Carlos and Company. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, you, well, first of all, you may remember me. I was the guy last week who called up on Ed's show and mentioned your conversation with Charlie Pierce, and he dared say, I don't know who Charlie Pierce is.
I heard that. I was listening, and I was like, what now? I got to call Ed immediately. What do you mean you don't know who Charlie Pierce is?
I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. Almost fell out of my chair.
And you're like, wait a minute. Can't you get kicked out of liberaldom for that?
I was like, and then even right before he cut me off, I was like, you know, you really should give Charlie Pierce a try. And he was like, well, I don't listen. He's like, who does he write for? And I forgot who I said he wrote for. He was like, well, I don't pay attention to people from that place.
Esquire. Like, yeah. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to try to make the sexy liberal in Fort Lauderdale because I have family and friends down there. But
woot.
Please consider Atlanta. You know, the Democrats have a shot here in Georgia at taking the governorship.
Ooh.
All right, because Jimmy Carter's grandson is running for governor.
He is awesome. Yeah. I saw that. By the way, here's another little fun fact. Since I just whipped out the late night ad, guess where my late night show is top rated in the whole country? Atlanta.
That's right. You have fans in Atlanta.
That was a joke we used to say. Let's go do Good Morning Atlanta if this doesn't work.
Who was the music guy? He was a single person by himself.
Hammy.
Hammy.
Yeah.
Hammy's awesome.
All right, go ahead, Dan. What else?
And Sam Nunn's daughter, Michelle, is running for the open Senate seat, too. So, and she's ahead in the polls right now. So, come on, baby. We need you here.
Okay? Yeah. All right, honey. All right.
And I just want to say before you cut me off, on Michael Sam, you know, to me, I've been listening to these conversations, and I think it just goes back to two things. And it goes back to, they fall back on the excuse of faith, which, of course, as we know from John Buell saying, Jesus says nothing about gay people.
Yeah.
But the other thing too is just it's that old tired stereotype that they don't want to admit to. I mean, look, I'm 44. You know, I remember from 20 plus years ago, growing up when I didn't know better, when they ended up this misconception that because someone is gay, they're automatically considered some kind of deviant
or a predator.
That
I'm a guy and there's a gay guy in the locker room with me, if I'm naked, like he's just automatically instinctively going to try to grab me, and that's just ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, Dan, that's the thing. I've never, just logically speaking, but I guess it's not a logical thing, you know, homophobia. But I've always said that. But I don't get how, if you're a straight person, you understand that you're not attracted to everyone of the opposite sex. Why would you think gay people are attracted to everyone of the same sex?
It's like the predator stereotype that I have a huge problem with.
I think conservatives all think they have a growing Peter Lorre inside them. Oh, look at that man. Oh, I can't resist myself.
Das ist ein schöner Bein mit dem Gespiest.
I want to shower. Do you need to soap your back? Dial M for man.
Didn't I see you at the man whore? That is M.
That's what I wanted.
M for murder. Murderer.
You know, they're a couple of great scat singers, aren't they, Chris?
They are.
You know, one of them's going to start an impression and the other one's just going to...
Except I continued it in German.
She made fun of us. She made fun of us.
A little bit. It's like that new luge relay that they have this time.
The luge relay?
They have a luge relay now.
What?
Yes.
How does that work?
No way.
Yeah, they touch off on a pad or something and the next one goes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Luge relay at Lillehammer.
No, not Lillehammer.
Somebody told us finally how the luge started yesterday. A listener wrote and said it started the first time by some guy going, here, hold my beer, watch this.
Working on the car on a hill in one of those little sleds under. I think I got the oil filter!
Yeah. Anyway, oh, by the by, we mentioned Woody Allen earlier because you started with dueling with Woody Allen.
As long as the children don't mention Woody Allen.
Hush. Zip it.
I got a lullaby for you.
Got a whole bag of...
You two are...
Can you put on this wig and look like Scarlett Johansson? She's a comedic genius. I mean, the comedic genius of Scarlett Johansson. Who else would I cast?
We were saying it is like the mafia. Once you get... when you think you're out, right, of the Woody Allen story, you get pulled back in.
Right,
he wrote
in
a piece this Sunday replying to the first piece, and now... the original, you know, Maureen Orth is the one that wrote the original piece in Vanity Fair.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, you got to read this. Jim, you got to read this, because it's... I think it's pretty damning to Woody Allen, because I know you read some stuff and you go, oh, who really knows what happened? We don't. The truth is, none of us knows exactly what happened. But
Dylan does.
Yeah. 10 undeniable facts about the Woody Allen sexual abuse allegation. And one of the things she says, because a lot of times people discount people, she said, one of her points is, I am not a longtime friend of Mia Farrow's. That's the thing. People go, oh, well, that piece. She's like a friend of hers. She's not a friend of hers. She said, I met Mia Farrow for the first time in 2003, more than 10 years after the first piece was published, at a play she appeared in D.C. I saw her and Dylan the next day. That's the last time I saw her until I approached her in April 2013 to do a story about her family and how they'd fared over the years. I talked to 8 of her children, including Dylan, and a reluctant Ronan. Anyway, but, you know, because people said, oh, they had a deal. She said there was no deal of any kind. But if you really, you know, and she published the actual scathing 33-page decision from the presiding judge in his custody suit, which we looked at yesterday, and I'm just saying, it does not look good. It's because she was saying that, you know, there's been a lot of, as you can imagine, there's people that feel one way or the other on both sides, and there's been a lot of just incorrect stuff put out there. But you should check it out if you can. Vanity Fair by Maureen Orr. Just 10 undeniable facts about the case, because it was a long time ago, and a lot of people like, oh, I heard this or I heard that, and you know. But yeah, there was a lot of stuff, because we even talked about some of this. But she said Allen had been in therapy for alleged inappropriate behavior toward Dylan with a child psychologist before the abuse allegation was presented to the authorities or made public. He refused to take a polygraph administered by the Connecticut State Police. Instead, he took one from someone hired by his legal team. Mia Farrow was never asked to take one, because that's been out a lot. Like, right. Oh, well, he took one and she didn't. You know, stuff that came out from, like, Woody's people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Allen subsequently lost 4 exhaustive court battles, a lawsuit, a disciplinary charge against the prosecutor, 2 appeals, and was made to pay more than $1 million in Mia's legal fees. And that's what we were saying, is that you know, there's been a lot of stuff and a lot of judges, and he said his 33-page decision, Judge Wilk found Mr. Allen's behavior toward Dylan was grossly inappropriate. Measures must be taken to protect her. Dylan's claim of abuse was consistent with the testimony of 3 adults who were present that day. That I hadn't heard before, you know. And then the Yale New Haven, that remember that study that Woody Allen cited in this piece, right, this Sunday, he said, that I guess was discredited by all the judges that saw it. So I don't, you know, it's hard to, anyway, Allen changed his story about the attic. He initially told investigators he'd never been there. Then his hair was found on a painting in the attic.
Loft, yeah, in an attic.
Yeah, listen, I got a place out in Santa Ynez. It's called the Whenever Neverland Ranch.
Anyway, all right. In case you want to, you know, figure out, like, what stuff that's been said is true or not.
It's hard.
Again, if you watch Manhattan, you know, and he's dating Mary Lee Hemingway, who's right, 17 in the script. And there's a scene, I'm not sure that's in the same movie, where he's with Tony Roberts and Max, 2 15-year-old twins, Max, consider the mathematical possibilities. And it's like, you know, joking about underage girls.
But you know what?
But that was the 70s.
He dated age-appropriate in Annie Hall. So I don't know that you can single out one particular movie.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but it's been a theme.
I'm just saying that's,
yeah. It's been a theme. And I think that even the part that struck me in his New York Times piece is, he said, oh, you know, like, why would I do this? I was in the blissful early stages of love. You're like, oh, you're banging your girlfriend's daughter. Like, I mean, it just, I think he seems, even in his piece, to be kind of unaware of the effect that would have on the family and on, you know.
Yeah. Isn't it Morgan Freeman had a relationship with his granddaughter? Was that...
don't know if it was his granddaughter.
No? Was that not what I heard? Okay, that's why I asked.
No, it was someone very much younger than
him. Do not ask Samuel Jackson about that. Whatever you do.
I'm not that guy. Samuel L. Fishburne?
Go the f*** to sleep. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back.
Samuel L. Rames.
Yeah, that's it.
With the remaining moments of Carlos Alzaraki on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Don't make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
It is coffee with the freshly lint rolled Carlos Alzaraki.
Up in here.
Making sure I get rid of all the evidence.
Oh.
I couldn't resist. Come on.
Inappropriate Woody Allen joke. Man. Penalty box.
Hold on. Don't come in yet. Hold on. Come on, Monica, get out of here.
Right. Oh, my God. Inappropriate Bill Clinton BJ joke. What? Okay.
It's going to work in 2016 for the Republicans, I'm telling you.
No, it is not.
Nope.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Sue in Rockville, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Sue.
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There's lots of room in the penalty box in the chat room. Too.
Right?
Good.
Okay. That's what the chat room was made for.
You precisely. Listen, two quick things.
Yes.
First of all, everyone's getting the wrong comparison about this. It's not about men. Women have been changing in the same dressing rooms, have been changing in the same gyms and places like that. And amazingly, women who, we don't know who's a lesbian, who isn't a lesbian, who is, you know, when women nurse, they don't get attacked by lesbians. You know, women need to rule the world. That's why we need a woman president and Wendy Davis for governor, because
yes,
we have self-control. What is it about men that they lack such unbelievable self-control, or they think they're so damn irresistible?
Well, the thing is, when men are aroused, you know about it.
Yeah.
There's that difference.
Yeah.
Women have self-control. People should have self-control. We need to get our prudish, puritanical mind.
Well, and I don't know why inevitably the straight guys that say that are the ones that gay guys would never.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
And why is this still an argument? We have, you know, gay people serving next to straight people, changing next to straight people.
What?
In the military for over a year now, and the world hasn't fallen apart.
Chris, but most importantly, the NFL is tax exempt and does not pay taxes, which is reprehensible anyway.
Very true.
Absolutely.
By the way, and may I just say, I have told a straight friend or two, hey, nice rack. And you know what girls say? Thank you.
Well, let's make that. But if they want to be discriminatory,
guys aren't going to say nice hang. They're just not.
Thank you.
Nice girth.
Hey Sue, you're going to get a $50 gift certificate at Sherry's Berries. You know why? Because you are noted as a superstar on this show, along with the rest of us.
Oh my God, well, I can tell you, the hubby will thank you tremendously. Not to mention 4 bar babies. We'll each have a claim on one of those.
All right. Hang on.
Just don't send anyone Harry's Barry's, because
Travis,
I
know
it's
we have
a different thing.
I know we put Barry's. A microchip in Sue's scruff last time we were in D.C. But get her information anyway. Visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Stephanie. They're so good, the Sherry's Berries. Yum.
Delicious.
You haven't brought any down for us to share.
Pardon me?
What? You got some upstairs. Why didn't you?
No, I do not need.
Oh, you ate them all.
Not for you.
Oh, okay.
No, this is actually Tucson. I'm flying to Phoenix on Saturday.
Yes.
Tucson is where I normally I fly by Curious Transvaginal Airlines.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I did have a middle-aged bi-curious woman hit on me on a flight.
Like, aggressively.
Because, can I just say, that's the opposite. It's, what's the deal with straight women going, oh.
Well, you're gay.
I didn't hit on a heart.
You must want to have sex with me.
Right. Yes. Exactly. There's something about telling someone you're gay. She was like, and then she, midway through the flight, as if she was offering me a mint, said, could I kiss you? And I was like,
No.
See, it goes to my point.
How
we're not attracted to everyone of the same sex.
Yeah.
No, I don't kiss random people on flights, for God's sake. Anyway.
Yeah.
I just thought
you want to join the half mile club?
Come on.
Half mile.
Be adventurous.
No kiss.
Kiss a random stranger on a plane. Come
on. I'm laughing how many times it probably happens the other way. Because in light of all these Michael Sam arguments, that people assume like he's going to be hitting on guys left and right.
Joe Namath was Christina Nichols. And he just went, I want to kiss you.
Oh, God.
Now, the earlier headline was what? Girlfriend assault. No. Husband.
No. Wife.
Wife assaults husband's girlfriend after interrupting them having anal sex. Yep. All right. Does that have everything in that headline to dispute anything said about Michael Sam?
The headline alone is the reason I sent that story to you.
Yes. Well, maybe if Michael Sam gets drafted by the Jaguars and then it goes after somebody in the locker room, they could shoot him and it'd be stand your ground law inside the locker room because that person felt threatened.
All right, this is another straight sex family value story. Woman's horniness causes plane to make emergency landing. Some horniness there.
Right.
Grabbed the wrong knob.
At least it wasn't a locker room.
Gawker writes, I'm not sure I've ever known inappropriate aggressive horniness to cause a plane to land until now. A Delta flight, that'd be the one.
Yeah.
From Baltimore to Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who was described as very intoxicated reportedly made several...
That's you on every flight.
Made,
everyone.
It wasn't on Virgin Airlines.
Not for long.
See, if I was on Virgin and that happened, I would have said screw it, and I would have just gone for it. Because
let me break your...
The woman made several sexual advances to her male seatmate who refused. This allegedly made the woman intensely angry.
Oh, wow.
As you can hear in the video.
I'm not going to be ignored.
No. As you can hear in the video.
I'm not going to be ignored.
She then became loud and abusive, threatening to kill the man.
Oh.
And then once she was restrained with handcuffs, things got even worse. Gawker writing, in the end, the pilot decided maybe everyone would enjoy the flight a bit more if the crazed, drunk, aroused, screaming person was dropped off somewhere.
Give her a parachute. Get her out the door.
So see you later, D.B. Cooper.
Emergency landing was made in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So if anyone in the St. Paul area is looking for a good time, boy, do I have a tip for you.
Yeah.
Wow, yikes. Come on, please, help a nimpo out, huh?
Give a drunken nimble hand.
Get a screw marshal on the plane.
I'll screw you.
Hey, there's a job.
Screw marshal. Dave in Indiana, you're on with Carlos and Company. Hello, Dave.
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
Please stop.
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, I just wanted to call and say, I've been listening to your show for quite a while now. First time caller. Love you guys. You guys are amazing. On April 26th, I hope I could get some tickets. I'm hoping to see y'all.
Yay! Okay, in Chicago. Good.
That's right. And the last thing I really want to say is I hope that I get to wear a Chicago Bears Sam's jersey.
Oh, that'd be something. For Da Bears. Yeah. Da Bears.
Michael Urlacher's gone. And
somebody called from the Billy Goat, methinks.
I think so.
And if not, we apologize.
Michael Urlacher's gone, and even though Michael Sam's is sort of a defensive end, he's kind of a hybrid. He could play a backer.
And I lived defensive. In you're the one who's defensive. Shut up.
I'm not a defensive player. I lived in Chicago back during the time of the fridge.
Really?
And the Super Bowl Shuffle?
Refrigerator Perry.
And the Super Bowl Shuffle.
86.
It was all, that was the big game back then, is guessing what weight Refrigerator Perry was going to come into training camp at.
272.
Well, yeah.
Well, by today's steroid standards, Perry would be small, one of the smaller linemen now.
Sexy Liberal Phoenix, this Saturday, very first, 2014, with Carlos L. Rocky. We could not be more excited. Far away dog. All right, go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook for all the upcoming shows. We will see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.